أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد in the previous session of tafsir surah al-sharh or surah alam nashrah inshirah, we have explained, tried to give more details on the meaning of alam nashrah laka sadrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have expanded your breast, we have explained and expanded in the meaning of alam nashrah laka sadrak, that it was taken away the clot of that black clot in the heart, like everyone has it. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibril alayhi salam, opened his chest, and we explained that in the previous session, and take that part of it, of his heart. I will ask you, Sahib Mahmoud, to recite the surah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na 'anka wizrak alladhi anqadha dhahrak wa rafa'na laka dhikrak fa inna ma'al 'usri yusra inna ma'al 'usri yusra fa idha faraghta fansab وإلى ربك فارغب صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين بقلب سليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى is describing
وإلى ربك فارغب صدق الله العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم وبلغ رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين الشاكرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah, he is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we have given to you what we did not give anyone, because that surah has been revealed because there are some people who came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said to him that what we see around you are the poor people. We don't see the rich ones. We see the poor only. And this is a collection of a group of poor people that they have no influence in the community. This is also a description for us today, that most of the tariqa people, Sufi people, are always their students or those who comes with them, mostly are poor, because they are on haq. Rich people like to follow what so-called scholar, and the real scholar are those scholars that Ibn Ajiba has explained them, and he said there are two kinds of knowledge: ilm al-awraq wa ilm al-azwaq, the knowledge of papers and knowledge of taste. So most of scholars today that they carry in front of their name, doctor so and so, in Islamic Sharia, he is a doctor. These are, like Ibn Ajiba mentioned about them, that they are scholars of papers, ilm al-awraq. Scholars of taste, they don't need to study. They don't need to read even. although they read a lot and they study a lot. But even that, Allah will teach them, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Allah will teach them from His heavenly knowledge. He pour in their hearts, they will understand the meaning of what they have to speak. So, أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Allah sent that surah to the Prophet ﷺ to give him a, show him that Allah is supporting him. Allah huwa al-ghani. Is there anyone can claim that he is rich in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No way. Allah, inna Allah huwa al-ghani. He is the rich. Everyone else is poor. In dunya, if you have a rich person behind you, you'll be very happy. Oh, I have someone rich, she's helping me. What do you think about the Creator, that He is supporting His Messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So, what He needs, Prophet? Allah is saying, Ya Muhammad, alam nashrah laka sadrak. We, oh Prophet, we have expanded, we have opened your heart, we have made you to be, to feel relaxed. We are supporting you. Don't worry about these people, what they are saying, that you are poor. They are poor around you. Allah, when Allah gives support to anyone, there is no poor at that time. Your richness is with the one that is behind you, supporting you. Your greatness is the, with the greatness of that one who is supporting you. Who is supporting Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Anyone or Allah? So he is the greatest. So you cannot anymore, these people who came to Prophet to humiliate Prophet, to say these people around you are poor. Come, stay with us, we'll make you rich. Allah sent that surah. You don't need that. أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. We have, is it not we have expanded your breast, your heart to us, your chest? And Allah says that when Allah opens the heart of someone, what He is going to open? Is going to give him money. إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَا تَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُوضَ. This whole universe, with all its surprises and miracles, with all its greatness, Allah said, this whole universe doesn't weigh a wing of a mosquito. And if you look into the Holy Quran, you can see something that is extraordinary that Allah is mentioning. And He said, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ.
Recite. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لخلق السماوات والأرض أكبر من خلق الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
Creation. لخلق السماوات والأرض. Creation of heavens. سماوات or سماوات is can be skies. Different levels. In this universe, heavens, paradises, Jannat, Jannat al-Firdaus, Jannat al-Khuld, all these paradises might not be Samawat, might be behind, beyond the universe. Sama al-Dunya, the first level that in this universe is Sama al-Dunya, that it is within that universe. Allah is saying to create creation of samawat, if we like to call them skies or heavens, and creation of earth is more greater than creation human beings. How much human beings is so complicated, and how much human being can move in his thinking beyond even the universe. Because someone was asking about yesterday, explain about Maqam al-Mahmud. In Maqam al-Mahmud is where? Within the universe or beyond the universe? If something beyond the universe, how are you going to explain it? Awliya Allah, they have knowledge on that. But heart of people cannot understand it. Because it's beyond what we know of creation. Because Allah says, لَخَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ خَلْقِ النَّاسِ. The creation of skies and earth means this universe is much more greater and more difficult than the creation of a human being. Although the human being can go through يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَن تَنْفُذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفُذُوا لَا تَنْفُذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ.
يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان.
Jinn and ins, Allah is saying, if you were able, instatatum antamfudu, if you were able to penetrate min aktaris samawati wal ard, to penetrate or to move through beyond the earth, aktaris samawati wal ard, beyond the atmosphere, and beyond heavens, he said. After samawat, samawat, either you describe it as samawat in the universe, or you can describe it as heavens beyond the universe. If you can do that, do it. Means there is an opportunity to do it. So what Allah added on top of it, لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. You cannot penetrate that except with a sultan. Means there is a possibility of penetrating, and if you put that verse with the verse that just we said, that creation of heavens and earth is more difficult than the creation of human being, and human being can penetrate through that, through their intellectuality and mind, but you need what? You need a sultan. What is the sultan? You need a vehicle to move. You need a vehicle. Today they sent this shuttle, and they need vehicle. Without that vehicle, they cannot survive. You need vehicle to move. But Sayyidina Muhammad ﷺ, without a vehicle, he moved. He went beyond heavens. He went beyond samawat of the universe, levels of the universe. He went beyond earth. He reached Kaaba Qawsayni Aw Adna, near the Divine Presence. In the Divine Presence, he was able to reach that possibility. What he reached is Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, because he cannot reach except what Allah has given him a capability to reach. So Kaaba Qawsayni Aw Adna is Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud, and is given only to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal as-salatu was-salam. So that understanding, our understanding of moving beyond this, the universe is allowed. But you need a sultan. Or human beings, or jinn and human being, if you want to penetrate from the atmosphere of earth and heavens, you can do, but you need sultan. Sultan. You need a power. You cannot move anything in this universe without energy. Your body is producing energy, you can move rocks, carry them. There are people that they can carry 200, 300 kilos, 500 kilos, isn't it?
Very nice.
Go ahead, check this.
Yes, yes, the battery is, yeah.
So, a human being can, you have these huge people that they can move, carry heavy things. You call them wrestlers or
weightlifters.
One can carry, like me, 10 pounds. Someone else can carry 100 pounds. Like someone else can carry 500 pounds. It's energy. He has power. So a crane can carry 10,000 pounds. Because it has that power, that energy. So if you have that energy that is being supplied from there, a heavenly energy, that is the sultan, then you can rise up. Then no one can stop you when you have the energy that comes from heavens, heavenly energy, that can carry anything. It is samawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them without pillars. Allah created them without pillars. Who is holding them? Must be angels holding. Might be that sultan is the sultan, the power is holding these different heavens in their places. Allah created angels to carry the throne, Arshul Rahman, Allah's throne. So they were carrying the throne, these angels, Arshul Rahman, cannot be described. Ar Rahmanu ala al Arshi istawa. No one knows how Allah subhanahu wa taala had overtaken the throne. The only scholars say Allah overtook this throne. That's it. You cannot say how, because you cannot say that Allah sits on this throne. Allah doesn't have a body to sit. He took over the throne. That's how we can say istawa. Cannot explain it. We are trying to come to Aram Nashra. Allah created angels to carry that throne. And they carried this throne. So they were very happy that they become proud of carrying this throne. So they were standing in that divinely presence. They were standing and carrying this throne. So they were happy. Because they were able, they have power. Allah gave them heavenly power to move up, to carry that. Then Allah took from under them that what they were standing on. Now the throne is carrying them. Not anymore these angels carrying. To show, Allah is showing, don't think you are, I am supporting. Wal Qadir ala kulli shay. Allah is able to do anything he wants. So Allah showed angels that The throne is carrying you now. You are not carrying the throne. Because whomever I give support, that power is there. That is the Sultan. Allah gave Sayyidina al-Khidr Sultan of knowledge. He was doing things that Sayyidina Musa cannot do. And Sayyidina Musa was surprised. So, that when someone reached the level of sincerity and piety and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then with that support you can do everything. Allah is saying to Sayyidina Muhammad, Ya Muhammad, I am supporting you. Alam nashrah laka sadra. We didn't support you by opening your heart, expanding. And there are some Ba'dul Akabir, some of these Akabir, we say in Arabic, to those who are above the level of common people. This Akabir means those who are rare, like you have, you can say diamond is rare, especially very light blue diamond is very rare, or yellowish diamond is very rare. You say that these sincere people are very rare, but Allah gave them power by support. He gave them that cable that reaching them to their hearts. So when that cable is there, so it's like a pipe. Everything moves forward. Inside that pipe reach their heart, they speak. Not everyone can speak the way they speak. Our tongues are speechless. But when they speak, they are not speechless. They bring things that we never imagined. They say that one of the meanings of Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak, O Muhammad, we have we pulled off the cover, like you have a pot and you take the lid out, like you say. You uncovered. We took up the lid that was on yourself, on your ego, to show you the reality of yourself by opening it up and polishing it and perfecting you. That's why he said, we have perfected. We have perfected you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You are of the highest, greatest characters. So we have showed you that. وكشف حجاب إثنينيتك. And we have opened, also exposed, the veil of your two sides. Because everyone has two sides. One is the good side, one is the bad side. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. He inspired the self, the good and the bad. We have opened and exposed for you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the two sides that every human being is carrying, in order to see our oneness. Because when you open the two sides, you can see the one that is not good, you can see the one that is good. So you can eliminate the one that is not good. And you kept only the one that is good. By this way, I opened for you my oneness to understand Maqam al-Tawheed. And we have وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ ذَنْبَكَ. We have put away anything. We protected you from any sin that human being will fall into it. We showed you the self, the physical body, how it is going to disintegrate, how human beings are going to disintegrate in the grave, go completely to be nothing. We showed you that, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to annihilate in our divine presence. We showed you that this dunya is not going to be forever. Human beings are going to disappear in their graves because they did not submit to Allah in their lives. If they were able to submit to Allah in their lives, they will not disintegrate in their graves. They will be fresh alive. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana hayyun tariyun fi qabri." I am fresh alive in my grave. I can feel, I can see, I can listen, I observe the amal of human beings, of my ummah. If I see good, I thank Allah. If I see bad, I ask forgiveness on their behalf. We have opened for you the oneness and the uniqueness of our existence. We have showed you the independence of our creation. We are independent of anyone. They are dependent on us. And we show you our power that is submerging and moving into everything that is realize itself in dunya, that appears in dunya. وَكَشَفْنَا لَكَ وَحْدَةُ الْحَقِّ وَاسْتِقْلَالِهِ فِي الْوُجُودِ وَسَرَيَانِهِ فِي جَمِيعِ الْمَوْجُودَاتِ وَالْمَشْهُودَاتِ الظَّاهِرَةِ فِي صَفَحَاتِ الْكَائِنَاتِ مِنْ عُقُوسِ أَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ الْغَيْرِ مَحْصُورَةِ. That we have opened for you all these veils in order to see on the pages, he described them like a page, like a newspaper of human beings. We expose for you the plans, means the blueprints of every creation that is created. And we showed you the reflection of our beautiful names and attributes, the manifestation of our beautiful names and attributes that has no limit. How it moves and works independently from one to another into our creation. And that's why every creation, every individual creation has a characteristics that differs from the other. Not everyone the same. We have showed you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these knowledges in that alam nashrah laka sadrak. In the meaning of that alam nashrah laka sadrak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lot of knowledges that was uncovered before. It was covered before. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the name of Allah that He created a human being on His image, in order that he will carry the characters, his character, his khulq, which is khulqullah al-Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana khulquhu al-Quran, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam characteristic was the Quran. So we showed you, we have made you to carry that characteristics of the Holy Quran. He is Ar-Rahman, the Merciful, who He has brought you from Adam, from complete nothingness, and raised you up with His generosity and guided you toward the right path. I will say it in Arabic. Bismillah الذي خلق الإنسان على صورته ليتخلق بأخلاقه وهو الرحمن عليه حيث أظهره من كتم العدم ورباه بأنواع اللطف والكرم وهو الرحيم عليه يهديه إلى صراطه المستقيم موصلا إلى التوحيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing this to His Prophet through opening his heart, and as we said before, expanding. When Allah is showing Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam His wisdom and the manifestation of His beautiful names and attributes independently from each other, from different names, and how they are channeled and they manifested these names themselves on every individual that begin to have his own track, his own way. That one is different from that one, and that one is different from that one, and that one is different from that one. Not all of them the same. Means Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in every moment in his life, and every moment in the human being life, and in every moment of the creation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation, from that time He is the messenger of Allah to that creation. That's why He said, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. When Muhammad followed La ilaha illallah, from that time He is Rasulullah. And that's, no one knows when was that La ilaha illallah written. When Allah asked the pen to write La ilaha illallah, the pen wrote for 70,000 years La ilaha illallah. He was keep writing La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 70,000 years, and then stopped. And Allah said to him, write. And he said, what I am going to write? He said, write Muhammad Rasulullah. We don't know when was that time, but we know it is after what the pen wrote La ilaha illallah 70,000 years, he wrote Muhammad Rasulullah. And the pen complained and he said, Ya Rabbi, who is that Muhammad you put your name with his name? He said, if not for Muhammad, I will not create the creation, I will not create you to write. So that time, when Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was exposed in that divine presence, he was Muhammadun Rasulullah. He was not Muhammad. If you cannot say La ilaha illallah Muhammad, you have to say Muhammadun Rasulullah. He is the messenger of Allah. Messenger from that day. So if messenger from that day means he is a messenger for every creation that Allah created, for every universe Allah created, for every heavens Allah created, he was accompanying and still accompanying and will be accompanying every creation that is created, means that expansion as they say, expansion of the universe is continuously extending, stretching or expanding more and more. The universe is
that day. So if messenger from that day means he is a messenger for every creation that Allah created, for every universe Allah created, for every heavens Allah created, he was accompanying and still accompanying and will be accompanying every creation that is created, means that expansion, as they say, expansion of the universe is continuously extending, stretching or expanding more and more. The universe is, the galaxies now we know about 6 billion? 6 billion galaxies? Is still more expanding. And they are expanding in a space that has no boundaries. As they are expanding, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the owner of Al-Maqam al-Mahmud, is expanding with them because he is the Muhammad for them. If he is Muhammad only for this human being, it's not too much. It's poor Muhammad. He is supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Ghani. Allahu al Ghani. And the Ghani is supporting Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what Allah gave to him, he did not give to anyone. So he is expanding. That's why in the English writing, they said, O Muhammad, we have expanded your breast. We have expanded it. Khalas. We have expanded. We gave the order that your breast, your heart is expanded, means you are always in ascension, expanding more and more in our divine presence. If the universes are six billion galaxies and more, and every galaxy 80 billion stars and more, what you think about the divine presence, where Muhammad is expanding there? Cannot describe anymore. يا معشر الجن والإنس إن استطعتم أن تنفذوا من أقطار السماوات والأرض فانفذوا لا تنفذون إلا بسلطان. O jinn and this, if you want to penetrate, try penetrate, but you cannot accept, you need sultan. It means you need Muhammad. If not Muhammad with you, because he is supported by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is giving him. If you are not with him, you must be with him until he becomes with you and in you. That's why Allah said in the Holy Quran, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ.
وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَوْ يُطِيعُكُمْ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْرِ لَعَنِتُّمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانَ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون.
He said, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ.
That Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم in you, not among you as they translated, in you, أَنَّ فِيكُمْ. Is that correct? Correct. So when you become fana fi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annihilated in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning you submit completely to the order of Prophet, that's why Allah said, Man ata'a al-Rasul faqad ata'a Allah. Whoever obeyed Prophet is obeying Allah, that is the sacrifice.
he made the obedience of Prophet an obligatory in order that you will be supported. من أطاع الرسول فقد أطاع الله. Obey Prophet, you will be supported. Means submit when you obey what you are doing. Yes, sir. Is there anything else?
No, sir.
In the army, what they say when the commander comes and give an order? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is that?
No.
They cannot say no. You want to say no? Okay, you can be in prison. Yeah. Even whatever it is, you have to say yes, sir. So Allah is saying to you, say yes, sir, to Sayyidina Muhammad. No question. You cannot say no. There is no way. So what we are doing today, are we saying yes, sir? Yeah, don't feel shy.
No.
Because anything we are doing is no, sir. Not yes, sir. Yes, sir means as-sama wa ta'am, al-ijaba, tiba. Yes, sir, to obey, to follow, to have no opinion in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he say, you have to obey. So, and then to follow, ittiba, to accept and follow. If you don't do that, then you are not saying yes, sir. Allah says, say yes, yes to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you say that, it's finished. You are being supported. So when you are supported, you are submitting to Prophet completely. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pour into your heart from that pipe. That pipe that awliyaullah are running for it and dying for it. They do everything possible in order to make every moment of their lives to be yes, sir. That's why we used to see them before, not us, but some generations before, we used to see this awliya because they were there before globalization. Now with globalization, we are not seeing because too much corruption. You can reach anything corruption in 1 second, in one button. Press it, you are there. Before, there was nothing except learning knowledge, learning discipline, learning spirituality, taste, like Ibn Hajiba said. He said, two kinds of knowledge, al-awraq, al-azwaq. Knowledge of paper, knowledge of taste. People were using to write to knowledge of taste. Like an example is that Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, one of the greatest scholar in ilm al-zahir, in sharia wise, even the Wahhabis today, and the head of the Wahhabis, Ibn Taymiyyah, the scholar of sharia, who was famous today and before, was all in his books, he was recognizing and supporting and taking quotes from Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani. He was a scholar in Sharia and he was a Sufi, very highly Sufi saint. And he was, I don't know, I can say the word here, but people may not understand it. But he was the Ghaus. He was the Ghaus means he was the highest level of sainthood that inherited directly from Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is
having this like he had a majlis association where hundreds and hundreds of people come and attend, and he has private sessions that only senior murids, students that they come, and all of them are scholar in Sharia and scholar in Sufism. They combine Ilm al-Awraq, Ilm al-Azwaq. They combine the two. The knowledge of paper, knowledge of text. One, he had that special association that he sit with these senior ones and give them some kind of knowledge that common people cannot understand it. And there are a lot of examples on that. One day, a lady came suddenly, opened the door was open, and she saw Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani sitting with all these senior ones, like hundreds of them, all with turban, jubba, sunnah clothes, sitting with adab on their knees. She was looking, she was impressed. And then, at the end of the speech, they sat like that, crossing legs. And now they brought food for them. Everyone in front of him, they brought one complete chicken. And Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, a big one. You have big ones? Now they have Thanksgiving, they have a big turkey. That was big chicken. In front of that, of everyone, one. Not little bit piece with rice, no, it's complete chicken. And the lady was looking. And they began to eat. When Sheikh Sayyidina Al-Qadir Jilani made the dua and said to them, eat. Ala barakatillah. On Allah's barakah, eat. They began to eat. And the lady is looking and her saliva is coming out. She's hungry. They didn't eat anything, even the bones they ate. And that lady was looking at that piece of a bone. But she was disciplined, respecting the chef. At the end she said, I wish that I send my son here. And at least he learned from Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, and at least he will eat half of a chicken and bring it to my mom. So she sent her son to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani and she asked him, yeah, Sayyidi, can you accept my son to study with you? She said, yeah, send him. She sent him. He took him and he asked one of his senior murids to begin to teach him and build him up. So that lady came after 1 month to check on her son because the sheikh said to come after 1 month. She asked, she came, she didn't find her son, she saw all these people sitting and eating the chicken. Full chicken. With the bones. She said, well, my son is eating one also, I'm happy. So she asked, where is my son? And they said, he is in the basement. When they took her to that basement, it's not like a basement of today. Basement of today must be a villa. In front of the basement of the floor. You have to go down like a minaret, but down underground. And she found her son
very slim down, and in front of him, little piece of bread like that, and water, and it is dry bread. He has to dip it in water, put a little bit salt on it, and eat it. And she asked him, what's in that? He said, well, my mother, this is my food for 24 hours. I am 1 month now like that. One piece of bread, like a quarter of a loaf. And water and salt. She went running to say, now the garbage you want. And she said, yes, I do. I said, I sent my son to come and eat chicken. Not sending him to become sick. And he said, you asked me, you want your son to be like them. To be like them, he has to go under this treatment and training. If you want him like them. These people are eating these chickens. That every chicken is a symbol, is a symbol of the sin of human beings. They are carrying that responsibility. They have to have enough energy to stay overnight awake, asking Allah repentance on behalf of those people. You want him to be like that? He has to be trained first on for hunger. How much he can survive hunger in order to reach that level. So that to reach what Ibn Ajiba said, the level of علم الأذواق, the reality of taste, you cannot reach the reality of taste with conferences and seminars and workshops and interfaith dialogue and different courses. You give a crash course at the end of the week, and then you have a huge meal in front there, sitting waiting for you. You have to be like that to be a really sincere and pious, and to reach the level of annihilation, you have to be in seclusion. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all his life was in seclusion in Ghar Hira. He was in remembrance of his Lord. He was thinking about the creation and the creation, and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and eating. What was his food then? Was it a piece of bread, vinegar and oil? Today, this is what we have to learn. To reach that sultan, to reach that power, it has to be, we have to go that road. It's not to learn tasawwuf when we are sitting in our SUVs or limousines, or living here or living there in a highly way. You can do that after you be trained in hardship. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once he said, اخشوشنوا اخشوشنوا فإن النعم لن تدوم. Carry the hardship, live the hardship, because provisions, in na'am, favors. Live the hardship, because the favors will not last forever, will not be forever. Sometimes you might find yourself in a difficulty. So if you don't live a hardship life, you cannot later accept any kind of life. So you see, oh, I want to live, or please sleep on the floor. Yeah, you sleep on the floor. What's the big deal? You sleep there, outside on the porch. I have to sleep on the porch. I have to have a bed. I go to a hotel. I don't like to stay here. They say this or not? I have to share a bathroom. I will not share with anyone. I have to have my own bathroom. Because you went to a very high style of life, you cannot drop. Prophet said, Ikhshawshan, live the hard way. Because when you live the hard way, when anything comes, it's easy. You cannot find it difficult. But when you don't do that, everything becomes difficult for you. So seclusions train you. And when you train in seclusions, then you are able to understand how to submit. Because in seclusion, you really know how to submit in seclusion. The moment you are thinking you are going to die, and there is no one to take you out, no one will know about you, it's not something easy. It's something very difficult. So that's how Sahaba being trained. This is how Prophet ﷺ spent his life, to teach us. You want to learn, you do like them. In order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send to your heart, from Prophet ﷺ heart, in order to expand as much as you can. That's why Allah said in Holy Quran, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not order you or burden you with something that you cannot carry. So according to what you carry, means not according to what you carry. In dunya they tell you, oh, I cannot pray the five prayers too much. I pray two times. That's not la yukallif Allah nafsan illa wus'aha. That's not that you are, Allah will not burden you more than you carry. This is our obligation, you have to pray the five prayers. وَيْجَرَكْ عَلَى رَأْسَكْ, we say in Arabic. And your feet on your head. Means you cannot raise your head, top, push and down. You have to pray the five prayers, you have to fast. You have to make hajj if you can. You have to pay charity. And you have to make shahada. This is no way to come out of it. This you have to do it. But لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will not open أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ لَكَ صَدْرَكَ. Allah will not open to you, expand your heart more than what your heart can carry. Means you cannot carry except a small candlelight, you can get candlelight. You get spotlight like this one, they will give you spotlight. It depends how much you live a hard life, a hardship style of life in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in how much seclusions you have done, you have been trained. Everyone has a different capacity in his heart to carry and to take more. Someone might have a cup of tea, small cup, cappuccino. They sell them small, huh? Cappuccino. You order frappuccino. They don't give you a frappuccino small. They give you big. Cappuccino, basically. So, someone might have a pot. Can drink a pot. So it depends how much your heart can take. Some people may take little bit. There are some other bigger cup, some other bigger cup, some other soup cup, some other pitcher, some other pot. It depends. That's what لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Not what they say. That Allah will not burden you more than what you carry. No, Allah will not burden you means Allah will not open for you. Will not open for you what you cannot carry. Why you have to open? You cannot throw diamonds between the feet of ignorance. Between feet of ignorance, throw some stones. But between the feet of knowledgeable people, throw a diamond. Allah will open for you diamond. Not as much as you can think. May Allah forgive us. May Allah open to us. We'll continue that surah, inshaAllah, next time. May Allah help us.